Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're diving into something that probably keeps a lot of you small to medium-sized business owners up at night.
Inventory management.
Exactly. Inventory management. For so many, it's just this tangled mess, right? Spreadsheets, maybe some other systems that don't talk to each other.
Mm-hmm. Leading to stockouts or maybe too much cash tied up in products just sitting there.
And the manual errors. So our mission today is to look at how Odoo's inventory module might offer a path out of that, a strategic shift, you could say, from chaos to control.
Yeah, and you've really hit on the core problem Odoo solves. Its real strength, you know, is that it's unified, an all-in-one business suite.
Sort of like a digital backbone for the company.
Precisely, your digital backbone. And this isn't just about making things easier. It fundamentally changes how quickly you can react.
Okay. How so?
Well, imagine spotting a sudden demand spike for one specific product instead of finding out weeks later from some report you pull manually.
Which is often too late.
Right. The system sees it and can automatically adjust your purchasing, maybe even your production plans. Odoo basically demolishes those data silos.
Giving you one clear picture.
A single source of truth. Exactly. Sales, inventory, accounting, it all updates automatically across the whole operation.
That real-time insight sounds, well, incredibly powerful.
Mm-hmm.
So if I'm running a business and thinking about this shift, what's the first big change I'd see with Odoo inventory?
It really starts with real-time visibility and control, an up-to-the-minute view of your stock.
Instantly updated.
Instantly. Every sale, every receipt, it's reflected right away. This immediate accuracy is just crucial for making smart, fast decisions.
Avoiding those stockouts or having too much stock.
Exactly. And building on that visibility, you get robust product traceability and barcode integration.
Okay, barcodes. That means faster scanning.
Much faster and way more accurate data capture. You can use scanners, and it even works offline if your Wi-Fi in the warehouse is, you know, a bit spotty.
That's practical.
Very. Plus, you get end-to-end tracking with lot and serial numbers. Absolutely essential if you're in food, medicine, electronics.
For recalls, I imagine.
Quick, precise recalls if you ever need them.
Yeah. That traceability is definitely vital. But for that visibility to really work, how does Odoo make sure sales, purchasing, accounting, all those pieces are actually in sync?
That's the integration with other apps. It's key. It's not just about fewer manual errors, though. That's huge.
It automates the data flow.
It automates it. So a single sales order, it instantly hits your inventory levels, updates accounting, and can even trigger replenishment if needed.
So no more trying to reconcile different reports.
Exactly. Everyone's working from the same current information. It saves so much time and prevents so many headaches.
Okay, so we have this clear real-time picture. Now, how does Odoo help businesses actually configure their physical warehouse operations for like peak efficiency? What are the tools for that?
Right. This is where it gets really interesting operationally. We start getting into things like multi-step routes.
Multi-step routes.
Think of separating tasks like a pick plus pack plus ship model. Picking items is one step. Packing them is another. Shipping another.
Why separate them?
It's critical for scaling. As you get more orders, having dedicated steps prevents bottlenecks. Then you have put-away rules.
Put-away rules?
Yeah.
Like telling the system where things should go.
Kind of like a smart Dewey decimal system for your warehouse, yeah.
Yeah.
You set rules like all incoming electronics go to WH stock electronics. It automates placement.
Takes the guesswork out.
Completely. Ensures everything lands exactly where it belongs every time.
That sounds like it really organizes the warehouse floor. But what about getting things out efficiently? Picking orders?
Good question. Odoo offers optimized picking strategies, things like batch, cluster, or wave picking.
Different ways to grab items.
Exactly. Are you picking for one big order or lots of small ones? These strategies tailor the process, cut down wasted movement. It's like optimizing your route on Google Maps.
And that actually speeds things up significantly.
Oh, yeah. We've seen businesses pick and pack maybe 30% more products with the same team just by using the right strategy.
Wow, 30%.
And to keep stock levels right, there are automated replenishment and reordering rules, often called min-max rules.
Min-max, so set a minimum level.
Right. When stock drops below your set min, Odoo automatically generates a request for quotation to your supplier.
Or a manufacturing order if you make it yourself.
Correct. And you set a max, too, so you don't overorder it. Keep stock optimal without tying up too much capital.
That proactive approach seems huge. Now, Odoo's known for being flexible. What if a business has really specific maybe niche needs.
Yeah, Odoo's modularity is a big plus. It's very customizable. For instance, we have a custom app product template link on Variant.
What does that do?
In businesses with tons of product variations, high SKU environments, it gives you a quick one-click way to jump from a specific variant back to its main template page. Saves a lot of clicking around.
Useful for complex catalogs.
Definitely. Or there's another feature for backdate inventory adjustments. Sometimes you need to record an adjustment as happening on a past date for accurate historical records.
Okay, so it's flexible. But, you know, hearing about all this real-time tracking, automation, optimization, it's sounds expensive, like something only big companies can afford. How does Odoo compare?
That's honestly one of the most compelling parts for SMBs. Odoo starts around just $25 per user per month.
$25? Seriously?
Seriously. And it scores really well on independent review sites like G2, like a 9.3 for inventory tracking. Compare that to NetSuite, maybe $125 per user per month, or SAP Business One. Odoo makes this level of inventory control genuinely accessible.
That's a massive difference. It sounds like, connecting this to the bigger picture, Odoo really helps businesses shift from just reacting to problems
to being truly proactive, absolutely. Mm. And that leads right into forecasting for demand planning.
Using past data to predict the future?
Essentially, yes. Using your historical sales data, Odoo helps you anticipate potential stockouts or periods of overstocking before they actually happen. It's a huge strategic advantage.
And that ties back to the unified system.
It's the heart of the unified ERP advantage. That single sales order automatically flows through inventory, accounting, triggers replenishment, maybe informs your forecast. It just frees up so much time and brain power from operational tasks.
For focusing on growth instead.
Exactly. Strategic growth.
So wrapping this up, what does this all mean for you, our listener? It sounds like Odoo can take that inventory chaos
and transform it into a streamlined, automated system,
giving you the tools not just to manage, but to really optimize your inventory top to bottom.
Mm-hmm. Ultimately, it helps you move from, you know, constantly reacting to demand to proactively planning for it. And that means saving money, cutting errors way down, and crucially, freeing up your time and resources to innovate and grow your business. That's the real goal, isn't it?